From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The presidential candidates trade barbs on the campaign trail. One day after accepting the Democratic nomination for president, Hillary Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine started a bus tour of a pair of battleground states, Ohio and Pennsylvania. At a kickoff rally in Philadelphia Friday, Clinton took a dig at her GOP rival, saying that Donald Trump is known more for being concerned about himself than the country.
I think that we've got to have more good jobs. We've got to raise wages. We've got to tackle inequality. We've got to make this economy work for everyone, not just those at the top.
Trump was campaigning in Colorado Springs, Colorado. He accused Clinton of flipping her stance on international trade agreements.
And now yesterday, she said, we have to start thinking about renegotiating our trade deal. She never said that. She never said that. And by the way, she's never going to do it because she's controlled by the special interests.
Trump said his acceptance speech had higher television ratings than Clinton's. He also said that Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, in his words, sold his soul to the devil by agreeing to support Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, computers at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee have been hacked in an attack similar to one at the Democratic Party's headquarters. Last week, WikiLeaks released 20,000 DNC emails it said it was given by an anonymous hacker. Some of those emails featured DNC officials disparaging Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, which many of his supporters said was proof that the party had unfairly favored Hillary Clinton. For more on these stories, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Two counties in Florida are reporting their first local transmission of the Zika virus by mosquitoes. Florida Governor Rick Scott said Friday that the four cases are contained in a small area north of downtown Miami.
One of these four cases involves a woman, and the other three cases involve men. They're all active Zika cases and have not exhibited symptoms to be admitted to the hospital.
Zika has been linked to severe birth defects in children. State officials are warning women of childbearing age in the area to protect themselves. Florida has requested $15 million in emergency Zika funding to collect and test mosquitoes and to provide Zika preparedness programs. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention says it has provided $8 million. The International Committee of the Red Cross is warning that more than 1 million people in Iraq could be forced to flee their homes in coming weeks and months as fighting intensifies. As Lisa Schlein reports, the ICRC is especially concerned about the effect of a battle for Mosul.
Aid agencies are bracing for a looming battle in Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. Over the past year, the government has been preparing to recapture Mosul from Islamic State militants. ICRC Regional Director for the Near and Middle East, Robert Mardini, says a big military operation in Mosul presents big challenges for humanitarian agencies.
Already today, one-tenth of the Iraqi population is displaced, and every day hundreds of families continue to be displaced and are in need of shelter, protection, and assistance.
The ICRC is launching a preliminary appeal for $17 million to start what will develop into a much larger operation. The money will be used to provide water, food, medical supplies, and other crucial aid for people caught up in the fighting. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The special envoy for Syria says Russia should let the United Nations manage proposed humanitarian corridors out of the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. Stefan de Mistura says that fighting has to stop to ensure the safety of all those wanting to leave eastern Aleppo.
How can you expect people to want to walk through a corridor, thousands of them, while there is shelling, bombing, fighting?
De Mistura says the United Nations and its partners have long experience in organizing complex aid operations. Russia has proposed four corridors out of Aleppo, three for civilians and one for disarmed rebel fighters. The Syrian government is promising amnesty to fighters who surrender within 3 months. The city has been surrounded and nearly 300,000 people are trapped inside it. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.